Thanks for calling Customer Support. This is Rika. How can I help you?
Yeah, this is Larry Gretty calling. I did an online survey, and I got a pair of earbuds and a little Fit watch, and I paid the shipping. I believe it was $5.97 each. But what I need to know is, I still got the items here. Are there any other ongoing charges associated to these items?
Can I have your zip code to look at your account?
Yes, it's 98059.
Your first and last name?
It's Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Last name Gretty, G-R-E-T-T-Y.
Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Pardon?
Can you verify your
shipping address?
Yes, sir.
5027 Northeast 4th Place, Renton,
okay.
Washington.
I see here you ordered the Hype Watch and the earbuds. That is a 14-day trial to try that product out. And you have 14 days to call an accountant before you be billed for the written price for the AirPods and the watch. I'm sorry.
What's that?
It's a 14-day trial for these products.
Oh, okay. So what do? I have to return them otherwise I get billed additional.
Yes, sir. The watch is $59.97 and the earbuds are $29.97. But I can give you a 35% discount off those charges if you like.
No, I guess I'd rather return the items.
Even with that 50% discount?
Yeah. Because I haven't opened up the earbuds. The package still got seal on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't used a watch, but it has the boxes can open on its own.
Okay. So you wanted to ship the watch back?
And the earpods too, I guess. Yeah, I guess it was confusing because I took this. It looked like it was a survey, and then it looked like these were free items for taking the survey.
Okay.
Except for I paid shipping cost on both of them, so $5.97 each. Must have been very fine print if there was any additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that one.
1 second. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to send the trial out for 7 days. You have to send that product back. And once you send it back, you will be not charged with anything.
Okay, is there any kind of return packaging or?
Give me 1 second. You the address for send that package back. You need the address also to have it shipped back.
What is that? I'm sorry.
The address. You need the address also to send it back.
Yes. And a return authorization number if you have it.
You'll need the return authorization number for this product. It's 2066 North Capitol Avenue.
I'm sorry, I got 2066 after that was
North Capitol Avenue, Suite 3010-3010. Saint Jose, Sanjose, California, 95136. I mean 32.
I'm sorry, I got so suite was 133010.
No, sir, it was suite 3010.
Oh, 3010. Okay.
Saint Jose, California, 95132.
95132. And is there a business name or?
All you need is the address and the post office will send it back.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Was there a return authorization number?
No, sir. You'll need the return authorization number.
Okay.
So that was all. You had to send that product back before 7 days. So you want to be billed the original price for the product. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
You said there was a cost with a 35% discount. What would be the amount I'd have to owe
to just keep the
two items?
For that, if I give you the 35% discount, you only pay $45.49 for the... Once I go back to there. For the Hype Watch, it was $59.97. You'll pay $38.98. In the earbuds, you pay just a full price for them, and that's $29.97.
Okay. All right. I guess this was unfortunate. I didn't understand the process. I lost the shipping charges I paid already, and it looks like I'm going to lose the additional cost of returning items.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's my price for being stupid. Okay, I'll get these items in the mail in the next 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
And hopefully I don't see any additional charges on my credit card because I didn't want these items if they were going to be this expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought they were items being offered for taking that survey that was really to purchase these items.
So what did you have to do is send them back by 7 days so you won't be charged the regular price for the products.
Right.
Yes, sir.
7 days from today?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, it's Saturday, so I'll try to get them in the mail by Monday.
Okay. Well, if there was anything else, I can help you while you have me here on the line.
No, that's all. I didn't understand what... Normally, I'm usually pretty good about catching these things before I...
It's okay. You know, we all make mistakes.
Get into them. Like I said, it would have been much nicer if it was all up front at the beginning, you know, what the thing was, but there wasn't. It was pretty... you know, deceptive. So, but anyways, thank you for your time. I'll
no problem.
Send you back.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye.